Got it, Rex. Good yourself. Yeah, was it Liam? Yeah, just calling about your Forester. So Warwick's been working on it this morning, so he's mucked around with the injectors, so that's apparently gotten it better. So now it misfires under heavy boost, not under any boost. So it's still got an issue in the background there. So the fuel pump's been done as well because you had two issues there. The fuel pump you had in there was an OEM fuel pump and it was literally falling apart when we popped it out. So we can show you, obviously, whenever you come to pick it up. But the problem is that it's still misfiring under heavy boost. So obviously everything's new now, so it can't be any of those things. So we're sort of stuck without putting it back on the dyno and spending more time diagnosing. He said, if you like, you can come grab it and then bring it back another time if you want to break up the bill. Because it drives nice out of boost, it's just once you get into boost, it's still playing up. No, it's now sort of further along the track, so it's not as soon as you sort of crack, boost. It's about 5 to 10 pounds, he said. But obviously, it's still not right. So he said the next step to diagnosing is to put it back on the dyno and start playing with the fuel pressure and seeing, obviously, what that's doing. But there's a chance it could end up needing the manifold off to muck around with like TGVs, possibly. That's the only other thing that could be weird. I don't know. So he's on the dyno, and I don't know if he's actually done it just yet. Did you want us to work it out and give you a call back? Well, the car's not right, so it still needs more work. So it's up to you if you want to come grab it as it is, and it's still misfiring, and then maybe save a bit of money, and then bring it back to us to play with. Or if you want us just to keep going. Yeah, done. Easy. All good. Thanks.